It is time for Friday Frivolity. We do this on our show every Friday around 10:50. Usually it's some type of game show or something, whatever. We just have a little fun. But now it's time to throw it to Travis as we do it for today.
That's right. We did this a few weeks ago, Donnie, when you were out, and it was me and Matt, and I was filling in for you. We called it the Reinvasion with Joe here. I've got a couple of clips from Joe as well, but I just want to bring back some moments in the show that I feel like we're undervalued and need to be heard again by the P1. We're in a different time slot, new audience. So let's reintroduce everybody to our friend Matt McLaren, and we'll bounce around here between you two guys and even maybe one or two from me. This was from a few weeks ago in mid-June. We were in a mix with the Sweet Spot Boys, 1-3. They're doing good work, and I believe they'll be back next week in the mornings. But Matt has a tendency to bring everything back to beer. And then here we were talking about a specific surgery, and he got it confused with a beer term.
He needs a saccoplasty.
All right, get us the hell out of here. We can't talk about
my boys
like
that. Go Mavs.
I did say earlier, that my doctor started to have a sack of 30-year-old. So
Nice.
It kind of helps.
What does that even mean?
So you don't need like any like work done to tighten things
lift
down there?
Yeah, they always talk about BBLs. Maybe we need something to lift up those so we can look
BBLs?
Better.
BBLs? That's the abbreviation for
Brazilian butt lift. Yeah. Oh. It's what Drake has.
Yeah.
That's the abbreviation for barrels.
Yeah, like if you were a brewery and you had like 60 BBLs, it'd be barrels. I don't know what the hell you guys are talking
Where's
about.
Where's the second B?
You just think everything in beer.
I don't know. That's the abbreviation for it.
Maddie's
I don't know
beer
why.
Metric.
Brazilian butt lift. What is that?
Yeah. Well, it's exactly a process. What it sounds like.
Yeah.
It's
a process.
So they wax it and then lift it?
No, it has nothing to do with the waxing. Unless it's hairy. Hell, I don't know.
I'm guessing you get some sort of implant to make it look more toned and firm.
Oh, like a boob implant, but on the butt.
Yeah. But Donovan doesn't need that.
I didn't know that's what that was called. I just thought it was butt implants.
He needs a saccoplasty.
All right, get us the hell out of here.
Matt and his beer. Speaking of Matt and his beer, this is a shorty, but I want to preface this with he does not say a bad word, but we definitely thought that he did.
Okay.
Golly, should it so good.
He
should it so good. Trust me, that's what I said.
So he 100% says he should it so good. But it doesn't,
That was very even close on the re-listen.
Right? Scare, you want to hear it again or no?
Heck yeah.
Let's do it. It's Friday.
Golly, should it so good.
I don't see.
Oh my god.
Did we dump that?
No, we didn't. Oh, okay. Because he was so adamant that he didn't say it. We were just like, okay, bud, whatever you say, and I'm on review.
I just want to get to a point that when I taste something that it excites me, just as beer excites
me. Drop a holy yes.
I know. that was close.
Let's go to Donovan, shall we?
What? Little me?
Little old you. We were talking Rangers, and you had a little trouble with the great manager Bruce Bochy's name.
It seems preposterous to think that the Rangers might move some of these guys. But at some point, I mean, Chris Young coming out yesterday and saying what he said gives you the idea that the ownership, the front office, this is not what they were planning for. And yes, we won the World Series. That was incredible. But I think there was a lot of belief of that was the first year in what they believed would be a sustained postseason competitive team. And this team right now is not a postseason team.
But it's kind of following the script of Bruce Bochy coached teams.
It is.
Win a World Series, don't make the playoffs. Right. Win a World Series, don't make the playoffs. So is it that alarming that it's going down like this? Of course, we want to sustain relevant baseball. Look, we want to be competitive. There are only a certain amount of years that your window's open to compete for a championship. Unexpected that you did it last year. But I don't think I'm pressing the panic button.
Thought you might have had a second one in there.
I thought I did also.
I think it might have just got cut off at the end. Because you definitely booched Bosey him twice.
What up, Boose?
Good old Booch. Good old Booch Bosey. Not to be outdone, the Mavericks signed Najee Marshall.
Oh, gosh.
And you were just...
I couldn't get it.
No, you were kind of weaving all over the road here.
And while Klay Thompson isn't the defender that he was before, he can give you a lot more than what Tim Hardaway Jr. would give you on the defensive
end. They upgraded the team today.
Yes, they did. They upgraded it with... now, put them all together. When we're just talking about Klay Thompson and Quentin Grimes and Najee Mitchell.
Marshall.
Marshall Mitchell.
Yeah, close
Najee
enough.
Marshall. 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 Damn, I'll put those two together.
Man, that's kind of cool. New name.
We're in the extra hour of this show.
I know, right? I'm not used to working 4
this
hours.
This is overtime, yeah. Damn it.
Donnie's energy is different. He's like, I'm out.
Just putting those three together. Just trying to get back to basketball. So I can...
Just putting those three together.
Najee Mitchell, what the hell? This couldn't even talk. What the heck was going on?
Know the feeling.
And there is no Matt McLaren today. He is he's on vacation today, so we have Joe Trahan with us. And mm-hmm. Joe does a weekly show with us on Tuesdays. Mm. And sometimes at the end of the show is where we get the best of Joe, and this is a really good Joe Trahan laugh.
All right, Joe, thank you so much. We will talk to you again next week. And don't forget, we're doing afternoons next week, so I don't know if that's going to adjust the schedule, but you'll be sitting in with me on July 5th. Matt will be out. Bro. You and I, the Dojo Cats, will be 3 to 7 on the 5th of July, so definitely looking forward to that.
Dojo Cats will be back. I'm not forgetting any lyrics. I got you covered.
You know, you're not going to hit me with the bap a bow bow like Matt did, so it's all good. All right, Joe.
Learn to live with the mama. Hey, man. We got to throw it out there. You got to throw it out there,
you
baby.
You got to do what you got to do. I love it.
I stayed on rhythm. That's all
right. That's
hope.
Right. All right, Joe. We'll talk to you again next week. Oh, Joe with the hearty laugh on that one.
That's why I love the ticket, man. Everyone who's listening right now can relate, man. You can let it go. You can just have fun on the dang ticket.
Just having fun.
That's why we love this. Why we love this joint,
that's right,
man.
Absolutely. That's right.
Goodness absolutely. Gracious.
Let's get back to old Matt McLaren here. I think this is going to be a classic of his. And this was when he went to a fast food burger place. And they have a unique way of doing their combo meal.
Yeah, this is awesome.
And I'll let Matt just tell us the rest.
Some of those fast food places have like those weird, you know, I think at Steak and Shake you can order their combo meals are called Take Home a Sack, but it's spelled Takamasak.
Takamasak.
And so the first time I went there, I pull up to the drive-thru. I was like,
did
yeah,
you
can
say
I
say Takamasak?
I literally go, oh can I have, it, I pronounced it the way it's spelled on the thing.
It's
and
like
I
a shallagag.
Can I have a Takamasak? Number one. And the lady's like, I'm sorry. I was like, the Takamasak? No, and she was like, sir, I don't understand. I was like, the top thing on your menu, the Takamasak.
And you're getting mad because she's not understanding
there's
you.
A pause. There's a pause.
Wait, what?
And she comes back and she goes,
what?
Do you mean to take home a sack?
Did you just drive off? No, thank you. Cancel that order.
I look and I read it again. I was like,
oh, I guess so.
Yes.
That is exactly what I mean. Sock. Really high voice Travis. There.
Yeah, that was very
that was tickled Travis right there. You don't get that too often.
Let's do one more before we go to break. And this is high voice Matt. So if you got high voice Travis there, let's listen to high voice Matt McLaren.
I think to make a huge, huge deal out of it is jerk behavior. Like, I get it. And if you don't like it, but if you've let it be known that that's something that you don't like and it continues to happen, then yeah, you're going to blow up, but it doesn't stop you necessarily from saying, yeah, it's kind of a jerk move to make a huge deal about it, but you can say, let's not have it happen again. Mm-hmm. This is what kind of grinds my gears a bit.
Oof.
So let's stop it.
Big jerk.
All right, that's Jerk for this week. Am I the Jerk? 1310@gmail.com. That
those
was fun.
Yeah, man, those are really good ones.
You were very lenient this week.
Was I?
Yeah, as far as everyone not being a jerk.
Did I say every? Well, I did. I didn't vote for a jerk on any of them.
No, you didn't.
Nothing wrong with that. Yeah, why did my voice just go back to
it? Have they dropped yet? Are you fine? Yeah. Are you good? Okay.
Jeez.
I did.
Man, did I say everything?
Well, I did.
Talking is hard sometimes.
Dude, it's so hard.
I know. I know.
I have a bunch more, so why don't we
do
a little more? And on when we come back, why don't we start off with Donovan's concert getting canceled and me reveling.
Oh,
in
my
it.
Gosh. Okay. Yes, we'll do that. It's Friday Frivolity. It's the Dojo Cats. Donovan Lewis and Joe Trahan, the lead sports anchor at WFAA. We'll hop on some Rangers at 6:10, but we'll get back to the Friday Frivolity next. Here, ticket.
You know, communications, Moody Communications College, and they got their areas. It's so manageable. It's so doable. And we feel a ton better how it's going to go down.
I always thought, like, if you have the basics, like, yes. You know, if you're a freshman and you have your required classes, that they could be all over the place. And, you know, you had some different stretches even in commerce that you had to have a little pep in your step to make it to class on time. And I think it would freak me out. I knew it would have. Just being a young kid out of high school, man, I graduated at 16, right on campus at 17. It would have just freaked me out going to a big place like that. But I can see the appeal of just, you know, going to a campus with such prestige and, you know, these sports, all that.
Right in the middle of the city.
Bro, I'm looking forward to the SEC.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Does your daughter care about that at all?
So, Sydney, again, interested in film, and the way she got into that was she did hype videos at Frisco Lone Star for a lot of the different sports teams. So there is an interest level there.
Is she going to get on staff?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's great.
So that's going to be one of the things that she will consider doing.
That's awesome.
So yeah, listen, I'm stoked, man. I'm really excited.
And then your youngest daughter is?
She's doing community college. Okay. She's doing Collin College here, and then she wants to go to North Texas and get a degree there. So we're doing it all kinds of different ways. Got all the bases covered.
You know, bro.
But in state.
You know.
Stop.
I know.
Hey.
What are you talking about, big paper?
I don't have the kids to see to let the time tick around and know. I just see the gray hairs on my chest and my low hanging fruit to know how old I am.
That's
the only indications that I have. He has the knowledge that his kids were once in a bassinet and he was singing lullabies to them, and now they're in college. Yeah. He's old.
Yeah.
It sucks.
But that close to an empty nest feeling that you had this past weekend.
That preview was nice.
I bet it was.
Preview coming attractions.
Oh, gosh. All right, Rangers, we'll get into it in about 15 minutes or so, but let's throw it back to Travis for a little more Friday Frivolity.
That's right. More reinvasion, as I said in the last segment. We've done this before, but we feel like there are segments and pieces of audio that happen on this show that need to be brought back. They need new life.
I love it.
And one of those things was last Thursday, something like that, was right after we had had a big meeting with Kat talking about all the wonderful things we had done and the vacations that we might have coming up. And Donovan mentioned something about a concert that he was going to in just a few weeks. And I jokingly was like, "You sure about that, pal?" And,
do we have the context in the clip?
I have, this is the longest clip I have.
Okay.
So
okay.
I think I've got a pretty good amount.
Explain it to Joe or not.
No, I think there's enough here.
Okay.
So let me find my spot and let's get her started with a little context.
With the boss man, with Kat. And as we were leaving, we started discussing the trip because he's going to be going on vacation when we get back, next week.
Yeah.
We're here.
Right.
And then by the time he gets back, I'll have some vacation days. So, you know, we're just kind of chopping it up a bit. And I remember Travis mentioning something about, yeah, hope your show doesn't get canceled like the other ones. Ha, ha, ha. And we just walked out. No big deal, right? At the house.
You called me a jerk before we walked out, but yeah.
Oh, I probably called you a couple other things,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, we can only say the jerk one.
Yeah, probably so.
Yeah.
Bitch.
Yeah, he called me a bitch.
So, no big deal. At the house last night, trying to find something to watch on television. Scrolling through. Look down. I see an email.
No way. Come on. You're kidding me.
An email from Ticketmaster. Hello. Due to an unforeseen schedule change, DJ Cassidy's Pass the Mic Live, the iconic Las Vegas residency at the theater at Planet Hollywood, will no longer take place on Friday, July 12th.
Unbelievable.
What is it? What have I done?
Dude, that's awesome.
Are you still going to go to Vegas?
Yes.
Do what?
Chill. And I guess use that ticket money that I was going to spend to gamble, I guess.
Yeah, dude, you might hit it big.
What have I done to anger the out-of-town concert gods?
The musical gods hate you. They hate you.
Remind me to never travel with you to a concert.
I was just thinking the same thing.
I'm trying. I'm trying to expand my horizons and go out of town to go see a show. And now I'm 0-3.
This is bad.
That is unbelievable.
Is it is. Awesome. I don't even know. That's the. I don't even have words. Three times.
You should have seen me at the house last night.
That is so. Because
when
much.
I saw the email Ticketmaster, the title of the email is schedule update.
Oh no!
And I looked and I was like. No, not a chance.
I don't like that.
Not a chance. Clicked on it and yeah.
Big chance. The biggest chance.
Wow. Instead of the three Pete, it's the three beat.
Oh, it's so funny still.
The first one was Snoop. Celebrating doggy style. 30 years of doggy style at the Hollywood Bowl in Hollywood. I was so hyped. I remember being in the queue. To get tickets. Boom. Got the tickets, so excited because of the writer's strike. Canceled. Okay, you know what? Nothing I can do about that. All good.
There's a strike. What are you going to do?
What can you do? Next one. Going to Vegas just to see Busta Rhymes, House of Blues, one of my favorite rappers. Oh my gosh, I'm excited. Why even go in Dallas?
No.
That's ridiculous.
That's actually dumb.
Let's go to Vegas and have a good time. Put my two loves together and make more love.
Like Joe and his wife.
But then I remember being here. We were during the show and I looked down. I don't know what made me click on the tickets. You know, every now and then when you have a ticket to an upcoming show, just kind of want to look at it, but getting ready to see exactly what you're going to do. And it had canceled. And I went, no, something's wrong. Went on the website, concert canceled. Man, 0-2. And now I'm 0-3.
Three defeat.
Like, seriously. I am going to try again.
And like,
you have to.
You think they just look for your username? And they're like, oh, there he is.
Canceled the whole show.
Donovan Lewis, there he is. Canceled. And you did tee me up. You said you were going to get a belly laugh out of me.
I did.
But it was just that it was 24 hours prior that we just nonchalantly joked about.
That you put it in the atmosphere and it happened. It's your fault. I am squarely blaming you for this.
That's okay. I'm fine with that.
You don't care.
Not at all. No, I don't care at all.
You do it again.
Yeah. I kind of hope your fourth show gets canceled.
I will not tell you where I'm
you
going.
You probably shouldn't. God. Let's get through a few more here. Joe, you're not out of the woods yet.
Oh, I know I'm not.
This is another one like the Matt McLaren one that we had earlier where I have to preface, he does not say a bad word here.
Like he has before.
We all know he's the biggest potty mouth in the business. But it did sound like it to me at first glance.
It's a sportscaster's dream. Every day, starting tomorrow, there is a conference final playoff game here in this town, and I cannot wait. I'm super excited, and I can't wait to talk to you again next week after we're kind of halfway through this thing, seeing how the heck it's going to go and how these two teams are faring. Joe, thank you so much for the time, man.
Absolutely, and when we speak next week, boys, I will be in Edmonton. I'm going north of the border.
All right.
I had to jump over the boards and do a shift.
Love it. So we'll talk to you from Edmonton. Make sure you don't have the poutine because gravy sucks.
Just had to jump over there to do that, huh?
Anyone who knows hockey knows where I was going with that, okay? Come on.
That would be weird if Joe is doing a stand-up and he had to say, hang on just a second.
He hates Canada.
He jumps back and he just finishes it.
This guy hates Canada.
Like, why would he jump over the boards and do that? The team was like, what the hell happened here?
So disrespectful, first of all.
Trying to make hockey references.
I didn't have to physically demonstrate that.
No,
I'm
you
tired. I jumped over the table and did the exact same thing.
I didn't get it until you acted
Thank
it out.
You,
and
Mario.
Now I get it.
You know what? Okay. I did that for you. We could team up in charades, and it's like, Joe taking a crap. Yeah, that's it. One point.
Let's get back to a classic on the invasion. It's Robot Matt McLaren, and this is from May.
I bet there's a lot of Cliff Lees out there.
Probably.
With the Rangers, especially since not a lot of good happened before that.
But they don't wear them to the ballpark. That's my
point.
They
might.
I don't know.
If it's their only one,
somebody
they will.
Somebody does, man. Out of
yeah, it, dude. That era of Rangers is still getting repped around the DFW.
I don't know. I think sometimes when you have a championship, it may start to kind of erase all the good feels from a team that got close,
maybe,
but didn't win it.
Maybe.
Now, if the Rangers still didn't win that World Series, maybe you'll still see a ton of the 10 and 11, or maybe even 90s. But now that championship, because we all agree that Seager is probably number one at the at Globe Life right now.
Yeah, plus the five looks good.
Garcia, like you're probably the majority of.
It's got to be a number I like, too. Like Young, I'll never wear six, ever.
See, that's probably someone
I don't like the way it looks. God, that was Robot.
Jesus. He called himself out.
Nothing wrong with that. Why do I speak like that?
I don't know.
Don't like the way it looks.
No, I don't. I don't like certain numbers.
I'm with that. I can totally dig that. I just couldn't dig the robotic way he said it. Man. See, that's probably someone
I don't like the way it looks. I don't like the way it looks.
Oh, AI Matt.
I know, but him calling himself out, I think, is the funniest thing. Oh, why do I sound like a robot?
That was Robot.
Called himself out.
Awesome.
Let's see here. I have two more. This is from the Birdhouse a couple of weeks ago. And the question had to do with fighting John Cena or making sweet love in a porta potty. And Matt first of all had a little trouble with the concept that it would be a wrestling match and just couldn't stop blurting things out.
Would you rather wrestle John Cena for 30 minutes and you have to actually, you take all the bumps and lumps and everything?
Mm-hmm. You'd be knocked out in 30 seconds.
Or have sex in an outdoor porta potty for 8 minutes this afternoon?
This afternoon? I would rather have sex. Okay, mark that.
In a porta potty that has been filled from a festival.
Like at a festival. Yeah. No, I get it, but you could. Yeah.
My gosh.
Dude, John Cena would. But you would be in the hospital.
No, but he's taking care of you. Like, you know, it's physical, and you're going to take some bumps.
He'd cross-face you and break your nose within 30 seconds.
No, it's wrestling. It's not Mike Tyson beating you up. It's John Cena.
You're taking the bitch.
I'm talking about doing stuff you can do. Wait, you're talking about WWE or
WWE.
I thought you meant going back to him.
No, but you got to. But he's like doing the jumping up from the top rope and coming down on you and throwing you over his shoulder.
But then we're
going
to have to go back and forth where I have the advantage also, where I can throw him over the top rope and
good
stand
luck
there and
moving him.
Right. Well, he's going to help you. It's
he's
wrestling.
A block of granite.
300 pounds.
Do you have to go the whole 8 minutes?
Sex? Oh, that's a good point. Could you?
Man, just bury your nose in her hair and go to town.
Dude. You're right. That is.
Yeah, you know, what if, you know.
I'm taking porta pot sex over 30 minutes of wrestling.
Gosh.
He just. The word vomit that comes out of him sometimes.
I called him Matty Drip.
He just.
Because
can't
the words
stop.
That you, no matter how you turn the faucet to try to stop it, the words just keep dripping out. It's a constant drip with
it's
that
crazy.
Dude.
It's crazy.
I love it.
Okay, one last one. Donovan, I don't know if you've heard this yet, but have you heard your radio partner, your radio lover, try to say the word diabetes?
I think I heard about this. I don't think I heard it.
Well, now you get to hear it.
Okay.
Well, it is 12:53. It is lunchtime with the invasion. Matt McLaren, Travis Mejia, in for the vacationing Donovan Lewis. Donnie will be back with us on Thursday, making his return to America. Not just the station. But we have been out here at Stonebriar Country Club all morning and into the afternoon for the 2024 Breakthrough T1D Cliff Harris Golf Tournament. Of course, T1D Type 1 Diabetes, an autoimmune disease.
You're kidding me.
I said it wrong again.
Yes. Diabetes. Beaties. All right. Everybody quiet. Let's try it again.
type 1 diabetes.
There you go. Good Lord.
See, I got it. And then, it's all about improving lives, trying to find a way to live with a world without type 1 diabetes.
And I wanted to get that in there because those were the only two times that
he said it correctly.
He got it right.
Oh, no.
The only two. Incredible.
I've never heard it said.
I don't think I've ever heard it.
Way.
Diabetes?
Yeah, no, me
diabetes. What?
I've heard it. Diabetes. And diabetes, but diabetes.
Diabetes.
Like, we have been out here at Stonebriar Country Club all morning and into the afternoon for the 2024 Breakthrough T1D Cliff Harris Golf Tournament. Of course, T1D type 1 diabetes. Of course. An autoimmune disease.
You're kidding me.
I said it wrong again.
Yes.
I'm so insane. You've got to be kidding me, dude. So you've got to be doing this on purpose.
So was he thinking about a football player? Formerly with the Steelers, Jerome Diabetes. Is that where we're,
bringing
how does that
back?
Happen?
Hey,
all right.
You get that only on WFAA.
You got another 45 John, minutes of me,
that's
baby.
That's the lead sports anchor right there, baby.
Tip your waiters and waitresses. Wow. Instead of the three-peat, it's the three-beat.
Oh, it's so
Dude,
funny still.
The first one was Snoop. Celebrating doggy style. 30 years of doggy style at the Hollywood Bowl in Hollywood. I was so hyped. I remember being in the queue to get tickets. Boom. Got the tickets, so excited because of the writer's strike. Canceled. Okay. You know what? Nothing I can do about that. All good.
There's a strike. What are you going to do?
What can you do? Next one, going to Vegas just to see Busta Rhymes, House of Blues, one of my favorite rappers. Oh my gosh. I'm excited. Why even go in Dallas?
No.
That's ridiculous.
That's actually dumb.
Let's go to Vegas and have a good time. Put my two loves together and make more love.
Like Joe and his wife.
But then I remember being here. We were during the show and I looked down. I don't know what made me click on the tickets. You know, every now and then when you have a ticket to an upcoming show.
Just want to look at
it. You just kind of want to look at it and getting ready to see exactly what you're going to do. And it had canceled. And I went, no, something's wrong. Went on the website, concert canceled. Man, 0 for 2. And now I'm 0 for 3.
Three defeat.
Like, seriously. I am going to try again.
And like,
oh, you have to.
You think they just look for your username? And you're like, oh, there he is. There he is.
Canceled the whole show.
Donovan Lewis, there he is. Canceled. And you did tee me up. You said you were going to get a belly laugh out of me.
I did.
But it was just that it was 24 hours prior that we just nonchalantly joked about.
That you put it in the atmosphere and it happened. It's your fault. I am squarely blaming you for this.
That's okay. I'm fine with that.
You don't care.
Not at all. No, I don't care at all.
You do it again.
Yeah. I kind of hope your fourth show gets canceled.
Well, I will not tell you where I'm
you
going.
You shouldn't. You probably shouldn't. You probably shouldn't. God. Let's get through a few more here. Joe, you're not out of the woods yet.
Oh, I know I'm not.
This is another one like the Matt McLaren one that we had earlier where I have to preface, he does not say a bad word here.
Like I have before.
Like he has before. We all know he's the biggest potty mouth in the business. But it did sound like it to me at first glance.
It's a sportscaster's dream. Every day, starting tomorrow, there is a conference final playoff game here in this town, and I cannot wait. I'm super excited. And I can't wait to talk to you again next week after we're kind of halfway through this thing, seeing how the heck it's going to go and how these two teams are faring. Joe, thank you so much for the time, man.
Absolutely. And when we speak next week, boys, I will be in Edmonton. I'm going north of the border.
All right.
I had to jump in on this one. I had to jump over the boards and do a shift.
Love it. Love it. So we'll talk to you from Edmonton. Make sure you don't have the poutine because gravy sucks.
Just had to jump over there to do that, huh?
Anyone who knows hockey knows where I was going with that, okay? Come on.
That would be weird if Joe is doing a stand-up and he had to say, hang on just a second.
He hates Canada.
He just jumps back and he just finishes it.
This guy hates Canada.
Like, why would he jump over the boards and do that? And the team was like, what the hell happened here?
So disrespectful, first of all.
Trying to make hockey references.
I didn't have to physically demonstrate that.
No,
I'm tired.
Squat.
Like, I jumped over the table and did the exact same thing.
I didn't get it until you acted it out.
Thank you.
Now I get it.
You know what? Okay. I did that for you. We could team up in charades, and it's like, Joe taking a crap.
Let's get back to a classic on the invasion. It's robot Matt McLaren, and this is from May.
I bet there's a lot of Cliff Lees out there.
Probably.
With the Rangers. Especially since not a lot of good happened before that.
But they don't wear them to the ballpark. That's my
point.
They
might.
I don't know.
If it's their only one,
somebody
they will.
Somebody does, man. Out of
dude. That era of Rangers is still getting repped around the DFW.
I don't know. I think sometimes if... when you have a championship, it may start to kind of erase all the good feels from a team that got close,
maybe,
but didn't win it.
Maybe.
Now, if the Rangers still didn't win that World Series, maybe you'll still see a ton of the 10 and 11, or maybe even 90s. But now that championship, because we all agree that Seager is probably number one at the at Globe Life right now.
Yeah, plus he wears, Simeon, the five looks good.
Garcia, like you're... probably the majority of...
It's got to be a number I like, too. Like, young, I'll never wear six. Ever.
See, that's probably someone
I don't like the way it looks. God, that was Robot. Jesus.
He called himself out.
Nothing wrong with that. Why do I speak like that?
I don't know.
Don't like the way it looks?
No, I don't. I don't like certain numbers.
I'm with that. I can totally dig that. I just couldn't dig the robotic way he said it. Man. See, that's probably someone
I don't like the way it looks. I don't like the way it looks.
Oh, AI God. Matt.
I know, but him calling himself out, I think, is the funniest thing. Oh, why do I sound like a robot?
That was Robot.
He called himself out.
Awesome.
Let's see here. I have two more. This is from the Birdhouse a couple of weeks ago. And the question had to do with fighting John Cena or making sweet love in a porta potty. And Matt first of all had a little trouble with the concept that it would be a wrestling match and just couldn't stop blurting things out.
Would you rather wrestle John Cena for 30 minutes and you have to actually, you take all the bumps and lumps and everything?
Mm-hmm. You'd be knocked out in 30 seconds.
Or have sex in an outdoor porta potty for 8 minutes this afternoon?
This afternoon, I would rather have sex. Okay, mark that.
In an outdoor, in a porta potty that has been like filled from
like,
a festival.
Like at a festival. Yeah.
No, I get it, but you could. Yeah.
My gosh.
Dude, John Cena would. But you would be in the hospital.
No, but he's taking care of you. Like, you know, it's physical, and you're going to take some bumps.
He'd cross-face you and break your nose within 30 seconds.
No, it's wrestling. It's not Mike Tyson beating you up. It's like, John Cena.
You're taking doing the bitch.
I'm talking about doing stuff you can do. Wait, you're talking about WWE or
WWE.
I thought you meant going back to him.
No, but you got to. But he's like doing the jumping up from the top rope and coming down on you and throwing you over his shoulder.
But then we're
going
to have to go back and forth where I have the advantage also, where I can throw him over the top rope and
good
stand
luck
there and
moving him.
Right. Well, he's going to help you.
He's
wrestling.
A block of granite.
300 pounds.
You have to go the whole 8 minutes?
Sex? Oh, that's a good point. Could you...
Man, just bury your nose in her hair and go to town,
dude.
You're
all right. That is...
Yeah, what if, you know...
I'm taking porta-pot sex over 30 minutes of wrestling.
Gosh.
He just... The word vomit that comes out of him sometimes.
I called him Matty Drip.
He just...
Because
can't
the words
stop.
That you... No matter how... How you turn the faucet to try to stop it, the words just keep dripping out. It's a constant drip with
it's
that
crazy.
Dude.
It's crazy.
I love it.
Okay, one last one. Donovan, I don't know if you've heard this yet, but have you heard your radio partner, your radio lover, try to say the word diabetes?
I think I heard about this. I don't think I heard it.
Well, now you get to hear it.
Okay.
Well, it is 12:53. It is lunchtime with the invasion. Matt McLaren, Travis Mejia, in for the vacationing Donovan Lewis. Donnie will be back with us on Thursday, making his return to America. Not just the station. But we have been out here at Stonebriar Country Club all morning and into the afternoon for the 2024 Breakthrough T1D Cliff Harris Golf Tournament. Of course, T1D type 1 diabetes, an autoimmune disease.
You're kidding me.
I said it wrong again.
Yes. Diabetes. Beaties. All right. Everybody quiet. Let's try it again.
Type 1 diabetes.
There you go. Good Lord.
See, I got it. And it's all about improving lives, trying to find a way to live with a world without type 1 diabetes.
Now, I wanted to get that in there because those were the only two times that
he said
day
it correctly.
That he got it right.
Oh, no.
The only two. Incredible.
I've never heard it said.
I don't think I've ever heard it.
Way.
Diabetes?
Yeah, no, me
diabetes. What?
I've heard it. Diabetes and diabetes, but diabetes.
Diabetes.
Like, we have been out here at Stonebriar Country Club all morning and into the afternoon for the 2024 Breakthrough T1D Cliff Harris Golf Tournament. Of course, T1D type 1 diabetes. Of course. An autoimmune disease.
You're kidding me.
I said it wrong again.
Yes.
I'm so insane. You've got to be kidding me, dude. So you've got to be doing this on purpose.
So was he thinking about a football player, formerly with the Steelers, Jerome Diabetes? Is that where we're...
Bring how does that happen? Okay. All right.
You get that only on WFAA.
You've got another 45 minutes of me,
that's
baby.
That's the lead sports anchor right there, baby.
Tip your waiters and waitresses.